This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDarren.com. Today is October the 29th, 2013. This is Digital Darren, and today is Week 9 NFL Picks and Kicks. Double R, what's good, homie?
What's up, man?
Chilling, man. Appreciate you stopping by, hollering at us.
Oh, yeah, we back again another week. Another football week. Some big games coming up.
Unfortunately for the... I missed a lot of... last week's NFL action and college football action because of Clark's homecoming.
We back again another week. Another football week. Some big games coming up.
Unfortunately for the... I missed a lot of last week's NFL action and college football action because of Clark's homecoming. CAU alumni, love it to death.
Hey, man, you got to tell us what went on in the city.
Man, the city was on.
Hey, shout out to Butler. That's how you got to go to Butler party. Throwing the party, got to go to his shindig.
Hey, he had personal security, so ladies, you're safe there. He had shuttle buses. I was just amazed, you know what I'm saying, that the resourcefulness that young man had for his party. So, again, shout out to Butler for that. That was a really good.
That was a football game. You didn't tell me about the CAU game. Did they win the homecoming?
Nah, they lost to Albany State really bad.
What the score was?
30-0. Oh, 30-7. 30-7. So
30-7. So y'all get embarrassed on your homecoming clock, Atlanta.
I don't know why they picked Albany. Albany is one of the better teams. So
Clark record.
Huh? Clark is like 2-4. Like the Falcons, 2-4, 2-5. So okay. I don't know why they picked Albany State. Like, that's traditionally a good team, so that was kind of unusual. But, you know, and then Sunday I went to a wedding, and the wedding was, shout out to Tank and Rena for getting married. Y'all a beautiful couple. I know y'all going to have a lot of happy lives together. I also, as we were talking about that, while the wedding was going on, I get a text from Mario, and he's basically his text says, Calvin Johnson has ended the debate. I was kind of shocked, like, what is he talking about? So I go online, and I see Calvin Johnson has 300 yards receiving. And
oh, I had him in my fantasy team, big up to Calvin. You got me 32 points, and I whooped Corliss' ass. I just had to throw that part in. Okay. Shout out to Calvin and his alumni, Georgia Tech, too.
Oh, yeah, everybody know you're a Georgia Tech fan. Hopefully we can sneak you on to... our tomorrow's podcast about college football. We'll see how Lenny Self takes that, but you know, if you get time.
I'm not making a period to Georgia Tech play Georgia. Both of them suck, so it'll be a pretty good damn podcast.
All right. So, since I didn't get to see the game, I just saw the final numbers. Did you see Calvin Johnson play?
I watched him single-handedly humiliate Dallas defense.
So, if I called you up and said, hey, Rashad, man, tell me about what Calvin Johnson did. How would you explain it?
You could have stopped that man.
Was it short routes and he was breaking passes? Was it bomb?
He did everything but throw himself the ball. He did fumble one time after that fumble. Like, Detroit had plenty of opportunity. Reggie Bush fumbled one time, too. And Calvin Johnson fumbled. They turned the ball on four times. If it weren't for them turnovers, they might would have blew Dallas out.
For real?
I'm just being honest, my future sake.
So Matthew Stafford had a bad game.
Nah, it wasn't really his fault. Like he threw an interception, he threw a pick six, and they took it down and they ended up scoring. Then with Dez Bryant caught the little one handed grab. Well, it was a great game overall, but you can't compare Dez Bryant to Calvin.
Yeah, isn't that what ESPN was doing the whole week, comparing Dez Bryant to Calvin?
It's a good hype-up game, but come on, man. It's no comparison.
Calvin Johnson shut that down right then, huh?
Yeah, Darius Bryant, man, because he would get targeted the ball more, but like we've been talking about, I could name you four more receivers better than Darius, so.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Now that Megatron is the god of receivers, we can't compare him to other people anymore. Does that performance put him in the best of all time conversation yet?
He up there. You gotta. I can't put him. He good. He a freaking nature. But for me to put him better than Jerry Rice, that's hard.
Well, I ain't gonna say better than Jerry Rice. Like
he up there with the great right now, y'all, for his performance.
I'm gonna throw out a name, or I'm gonna say a name. You tell me if he better than certain people. Can you say he's better than Chad Ochocinco?
Oh, hell yeah.
Already?
Right now, I'm taking Calvin. D-Wade better than that, yeah.
What about T.O.?
Boy, it's hard. Like, his numbers, T.O., numbers-wise, Calvin probably will break it, but he eventually will probably break the boy's record. But T.O. is a hell of a right now for him. He going to be better than T.O.
Alright. Is he better than Fitzgerald?
Right now, to me, yeah, I take Calvin over Fitzgerald.
What about Keyshawn Johnson?
I take him over, yeah. I'm taking over Keyshawn.
So the only person you could say for sure you wouldn't take him over is Jerry Rice.
Basically, like he up there with the rest. Like Randy Moss, all them, but he gonna be better.
Yeah, that's a good name. Who do you take? Him or Randy Moss in his prime?
Man, Calvin doing it all, so it's hard. Like Calvin a freak of nature, man. It's hard.
Randy Moss was a freak of nature.
He was, but Calvin think. Calvin can do everything Randy Moss doing, but Calvin bigger and stronger. That's the scary part about it. And out jumping. Randy Moss made that jump ball. Calvin bigger and stronger, but you put three on it, he's still jumping up getting it. It's just hard. He on the Detroit team. He on the Salt team. He not going like all the stuff. The good as he is, it's bad to say he ain't won a playoff game.
Well, he got a lot of chance to change that. Like this year, they'll make the playoffs this year. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, they can change that this year.
You really going to hope Reggie Bush stay healthy. He can't do it by himself. He's going to need some help.
So, let me ask you this. Without him, is Matthew Stafford a good quarterback?
Nah, he average. He better than some of the rest. He average. He decent.
All right. Let me ask you one last question, then we'll go on to the next subject. Do you think he'll ever – two questions – one, do you think he'll break 2,000 yards in the season?
I think he will. He might. I think he will.
Okay. I agree. I think he'll break. Just because the league is a passing league and he's doing monster things. One year, he'll get 2,000 yards receiving.
The game like he played last week, he come back this week, Al. He done had two good games back-to-back. He come back really to have at least 200-yard game this week. He might be on task to break it this year.
All right, last question. With those type of numbers, is there any way he can win MVP?
Yeah. He let him keep putting up performance like, yeah, y'all. Yeah. Who really playing good right now?
I mean, you got Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you got Peyton Manning. But Peyton Manning really got to win a Super Bowl to get MVP.
Well, they choose MVP before the Super Bowl, but.
But you got to be.
Drew Brees. I meant the Saints 7-6-1 or whatever. So those are the two right now. So I guess if you ask me, the short conversation would be Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Calvin Johnson right now.
Right now, yeah, but it' gonna be somebody like Calvin in a quarterback. Who got it? Like, what they gave the AP? Nah, they gave the Peyton Manning last year, didn't it?
Nah, AP got it.
AP got it. Yeah.
But the wide receiver has never been the topic of a wide MVP conversation. Like even Jerry Rice.
He break 2,000, you got to give him MVP. I don't care who. The Peyton Manning, what Peyton to do. That's hard to do.
Damn near impossible to do. What did they say about the league if they can't stop this man from getting 2,000? Does it say more about him or more about the league?
It say more about him.
It say he that guy, huh?
He that guy.
All right. That leads us to. Oh, that sound. That's the Lewinsky Award sound. So, Double R, who's your Lewinsky Award winner for this week? Like, I gotta ask.
No need for me to say it. You already know.
We just talk about the man for the first 5 minutes of the show. Alright. I'm not gonna give a Lewinsky Award. I just say Calvin Johnson and piggyback off you because I didn't see any football. What about the You Suck Award?
I'm getting to the Falcons.
All right, that transitions into the next topic. What are your thoughts on the Falcons now? Now, do you agree with me and feel they should just bottom out and play for a draft pick?
No, you can't give up on the season, but you guys really suck.
What, they rated 2-5?
2-5, yeah.
And you don't think they should give up on the season?
No way. I don't believe in that. Just quit. We pay you this money. You gotta play with the timer bad.
But I'm saying you quit to get better for next year.
We're not quitting. We still want to see what we got.
But that's the point. The Falcons are probably the third least talented. They're the third worst team in the NFL.
You stop playing Matt Ryan.
Hell yeah. I would come up with a fake illness. Because the Falcons are...
No, stop playing like that.
The Falcons are the third worst team in the NFL right now.
Stop playing when it's going good.
Nah, listen. Hear me out. They're the third worst team in the NFL. And I ask you the same question I asked everybody else. Throw Matt Ryan out. Name one player. Name me three players who could start for another team. Hands down. Like, boy, if they got him, this person to start. Hands down. Julio hurt. Throw out Matt Ryan. We talking about right now who on the Falcons playing.
Right now, you got nobody right now.
You know the only other team you could say that about.
Only person probably would start is probably Asante.
So that means the Falcons got one player who's not a quarterback.
Asante, probably Osi. They're the only one that
starts. Osi wouldn't start nowhere. Osi looked like pure shit this year.
Not really. He did what he really did.
He showed you he can't do it by himself. He need help.
Exactly. You could have got Abraham back for the cheap. Both of them old.
But
you got an old guy. Like,
think about this. Every team got somebody who other teams will want. Besides the fact the Falcons have a talent problem.
You got talent. You got folks right there. They proud of about to be over the hill.
Falcons have very little talent. The Falcons are probably besides Jacksonville, the Falcons, and maybe the Raiders, the Falcons may be the third least talented team in the NFL.
They go to draft it.
Which is why you tank the rest of this season. So you can get one draft pick. Hey, that's another problem. That's not the problem is the Falcons don't have talent. The only way you get talent is either through free agency or the draft. And now that they see that they can't win now, they need to be trying to draft.
Really, you go through free agency, it's you gambling. You can go pick this person up and they might be out for the year. Look at Percy Harvin.
Look at Steven Jackson.
Yeah. That's the game you play in free agency. If you draft somebody coming out of college, you got it. It's gonna be hit or miss.
I'd rather them draft somebody and have a young ass. I'd rather miss on somebody young than somebody old.
Who coming out of the draft good that you go they can go get? Right?
Well, the Falcons need players, so like
when they go to that thing, the Falcons don't do well in drafting player. They'll go get the hottest thing right now. Who they know? Or like when they got Julio and Matt Ryan.
But see that was the worst thing that happened. They traded everything to get Julio because now they have no depth. So now they should do.
If we didn't have Julio, the offense would be shitty. So
it's hard to say that because you don't know what they could have drafted.
Roddy, the fact they don't do well when they get multiple draft picks.
They need multiple draft picks this year.
So who are they going to draft after the second round they're paying out for right now?
Nobody, but. Well, Babineau. When did they draft Babineau? Babineau.
Before Dimitro, though.
I think Dimitro should be fired, but that's another story. I'm just skeptical. I'm just saying traditionally how you fix this is you get a lot of draft players and then you have to draft better. Like, that's simple as that. They have to get five impact players. Players who are going to play 5 to 6. That's point blank period.
I'm still kind of pissed they didn't draft, but I knew it would have been too much. They would have got him.
Who?
Honey Badger.
Yeah. I can see why they didn't draft him.
He would have been in the city wild, the city too much for him, but he a ball player.
He a ball player, but I can see why the Falcons. They don't do stuff like that. They don't take chances. Now what they need to do is trade Tony. They need to trade Tony Gonzalez and get a draft pick for him.
What you think about Trufant?
He sucked. But I told y'all before, they shouldn't have traded up for him. They could have took Xavier Rhodes and got the same play.
Yeah, Man, they could have waited. They could have waited. He would have fell to him. Nobody really want him. They had him on the radio like that.
Yeah. So
like I'm, you say, I like Alpha better than him. And,
yeah. So again, if it was me, I would. I still would have drafted. You still would have got Alpha. I would have got Xavier Rose. I mean, but again, that's just me. I just feel like the Falcons need players, and the only way to get players is through the draft. Like, they need to build talent quickly. And maybe if they can get six players and maybe two free agents, that'll be good. But
who out there free agents?
I mean, they can get somebody like a backup linebacker. I'm not concerned about explosive. The Falcons need playmakers. They need explosive. But I'd rather them try to draft somebody explosive.
So do you go all defense this draft?
Nah, you gotta get somebody explosive with the ball in their hands. You gotta find you a back who's explosive with the ball in his hands.
So do you
gotta find a playmaker beside Julio. Let me say that.
So put it like this, let me ask you this. If you're the Falcon, is it possible would you try to go get AP?
Oh yeah.
You think Minnesota would entertain it trading him?
Hell no. Falcons don't have nothing to value. Like, the best thing that they could do now, in my opinion, is offer Tony Gonzalez to Denver for one of those running backs who, you know.
They not a starter. Like, they don't make us no better.
But I'm saying, Tony Gonzalez ain't doing nothing for us now. He need to go. We need to get something of value from him. For him.
Yeah, but I don't
like, why are we keeping Tony Gonzalez? What does it help us?
I don't see them doing it, though.
Why not? It makes sense for Denver. It makes sense for us. Why not?
I don't. They told the guys out. Said he gonna stay with him. So
nah, he said he didn't say that. He said he's not gonna ask to be traded. I'm sure he wouldn't turn it
down. Yeah, but I don't see you can trade him. But like you said, one of Denver, we need a better running back. None of them. That would just be a trade to make, just to be traded to me.
I mean, it's an asset to get, or you can get a pick. Like, you don't have to get a player, but you can get a pick. Tony Gonzalez probably can give you a fifth or sixth round pick.
Hell nah, I feel it's so. I at least want a third.
Hell nah, not for no player that old.
You're gonna win now, so.
If they can get a third, all the better. I think that the Falcons are up shit's creek. Especially with trying to build a new stadium, and he's not going to have a good product for the next 2 years. Because the Falcons have to have I feel Matt Ryan isn't good enough to carry them with an average to below average talent pool around.
Matt Ryan can't carry. He needs help.
Exactly. So the Falcons have made Dimitrov made a lot of bad decisions. It don't. And I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it before it comes to a head. This will be the best era the Falcons have had. But it'll wind up being a failed experiment when it's all said and done. So while we talked about the Falcons, that's enough for them on the loser end. Let's talk about a team on the other end, the winning end of the spectrum. The only undefeated in the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you believe in them?
I believe in their defense.
Yeah.
I don't know about believing in Alex Smith. Like, Charles really been carrying them. They yet to be down. I like to see Alex Smith put it on his arm and throw the ball, make a comeback or something and win the game. I believe in their defense, though.
What would it take for you to believe in Alex Smith?
You got to give me a winning drive. Like, and I want to see him against Denver. Denver defense not that good.
Yeah. I think that this is why Andy Reid deserved the coach of the year. I think he know Alex Smith's limitations, and he's just playing within the limitations of him.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him against no.
And they've been helped by an easy schedule too. So yes, I think
I'm going to say a good defense. I haven't seen him play against a good defense.
So I think that they catch the Chargers. I think they play the Colts, the Chargers twice, and in Denver twice at some stretch in the year. That'll tell us more about them. But even then, with all that being said, I see them as a team that get in the playoffs and lose the first round, their first game, just like the Falcons last year. So they'll get the first round by maybe win a game. But they won't be making noise. I don't see them going to the Super Bowl.
Nah.
So who do you see going to the Super Bowl?
Right now, I think that right now, it's for Payton to fuck it up. If Payton don't fuck it up, he should be there. That's That's on the AFC side. The NFC, I can't call it just yet.
I say that's the easiest side. I say the Saints from the NFC.
I don't know. Like, Saints are one injury away from two. Like, there have been a lot of major people getting hurt this year in the NFL, too. So,
as long as you're not Drew Brees or Sean Payton, the Saints will be all right.
I don't know. If Jimmy Graham go down, you think they still going to be affected?
Oh, yeah.
He did get hurt.
Yeah. I think that they good enough that they can kind of bypass that or whatever. So, I say the Saints. Now, the AFC is kind of tricky.
No, I can't. Really? Seattle look kind of, they looking good, too. So, I just can't count them out either.
I can.
When I sit there right here, done for the year, he broke his ACL.
It don't matter. Pete Carroll against Sean Payton. I'm taking Sean Payton 100 times out of 10. I can't roll with Pete Carroll. I just can't do it.
I'll roll with him. Let the Saints go out there to Seattle.
And we'll make a bet then. Me and you will make a bet on
beast
that
mode,
game.
I'll take beast mode again. I'll bet the Vegas and win that money again.
Oh, how we did that time. Yo, we went to Vegas and made easy money on that.
I'll take that bet again. And what year that was, 2011?
whenever they were 79 and beat the Saints.
Yes, I'll take that bet again.
Yeah. So.
If it's in New Orleans, nah.
Yeah. But I still, Seattle showed me last night, on the road, they're good. But at home, they're really good. But I still think it's New Orleans. The AFC is the more interesting one. Can the Patriots suck it up and give one good last run?
This is really working with nothing. Like, I take my hat off to Belichick, them, Tom Brady, y'all working with nothing over there.
But interestingly enough, this is the year that another team could sneak up and make a run. Like, if anybody was going to pull up Baltimore.
I'm going to tell you about the AFC. Ain't nobody really talking about that. They quietly doing their thing. And they young. It's the Cincinnati Bengals,
y'all. I picked them to go to the playoffs. So, can you trust Andy Dalton? Let me ask you that.
They defense straight. They got a good D-line like that boy Dunlap and stuff. They got a decent enough team. Like, really? You're going to see how bad these young boys get for them. Receiver Jones. See how he developed. What's his name? Giovanni Bernard.
See, that's what the Falcons need. A playmaker like Giovanni Bernard.
They could have got him.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's one of the things the Falcons need, and they sorely missed that. So,
yeah.
That'll lead us into the picks and kicks for the week. You ready?
All ready.
All right. The first game is the Bengals at the Dolphins, Thursday night.
I like the Bengals.
I like the Bengals, too. Not only are the Bengals playing good, the Dolphins have started to free fall a little bit. Yeah, so. Tannehill is back to being Tannehill. So crazy because they were giving him so much head like a week ago. But he's kind of coming back down to earth. So the line is Cincinnati by 3. I think that's right. I think they win by field goals. So I wouldn't bet that line because it's saying you got to take Cincinnati by 4. But I think they win by field goal on the road. What do you think?
I think at least by field goal.
Yeah, so we wouldn't bet that line. All right, the Sunday games, Kansas City at Buffalo.
Kansas City should beat Buffalo.
Chiefs ran into a string of good luck.
Yeah, Buffalo ain't that good. You still playing against the
Thad Lewis, exactly. Even though Thad Lewis has been okay.
You still doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
I thought Thad Lewis had been okay. But Kansas City is running into the good luck. But that's what you need sometimes in the NBA, NFL, excuse me. You have to have a good look.
Hey, that what happened to the Falcons last year.
Exactly. If everything breaks your way and you don't get injured, that's how you have a good year. Now, the thing about that is you have to capitalize on those years and win the Super Bowl. Because if everything breaks right for Kansas City and they win the Super Bowl, then...
It'll never happen. They not winning the Super Bowl.
But I'm just saying that then...
It's
set up for them. But if everything is breaking right for Kansas City and they get a couple more breaks and they win the Super Bowl... Then, you know, that cements the legacy of Andy Reid. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, if Kansas City was ever going to make any noise, this would be the year. Let me say that.
Yeah, set up for them. But do you think they can beat Peyton Manning? Or do you think they can beat Tom Brady them?
I think they can beat Tom Brady. I think they're a better team than the Patriots. I do think that. I think their defense can, with what the Patriots have now, I think their defense can is better than the Patriots offense.
Yeah, you're right. If they put it like this, if they go anywhere, it's gonna be their defense. It ain't gonna be their offense.
Exactly.
And I don't trust Adam Smith taking them to the Super Bowl. I trust their defense playing. Eric Berry, all the boys holding the people with seven under 10 points a game.
Oh yeah, holding them, stopping them when they need to stop them. I agree. I think that you asked about Peyton Manning. I think when the playoffs comes around, I think there's an added layer of pressure on Peyton Manning. So a team like them would be a perfect candidate to beat Peyton Manning, because as long as they hold the ball and don't make a mistake, you can play that waiting game for Peyton Manning or John Fox to make a mistake.
They defense hit Peyton Manning a couple times. Yeah, I think Peyton Manning give you the game.
Yeah. I think Denver, if they do go to the Super Bowl, it's because the AFC is so down this year. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, I say it's going to be because of John Fox. It's October 29th, 2013. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, it'll be because of John Fox. Or if they don't win the Super Bowl, it'll be because of John Fox. Remember, but I said that.
My thing is, he's going to go out pay money. He's going to live and die for
him. Yeah. The line is KC by 3. I take that line.
I take that too.
I think they win by 4 or better. So.
Might win by a touchdown.
Yeah. Especially against Thad Lewis. Even though he's played good, I think
Kansas. He played good, yeah. But he might. He should.
This defense going to show him what the NFL defense supposed to be.
Yeah, he might give him a couple turnovers.
Yeah. Next, we got the Vikings at the Cowboys.
I don't believe in the Vikings. They got piss poor at quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. They can't solve their quarterback issue. They worse than the Raiders right now.
Yeah. Do they go with Josh Freeman again?
Man, Josh Freeman ain't showed you nothing. He just Ponder ain't showed you nothing. It's bad for the Vikings over that quarterback.
Can they go back with Kelsey?
You can flip a coin, all of them suck.
So you got Cowboys winning.
Yeah, Cowboys should win out unless Romo just have a full turnover game.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sold on Dallas.
Yeah, you can't be sold on Dallas. I think they'll make the Super Bowl. I think they'll make the playoffs. Back up. I think they'll make the playoffs just because of their division. I think they'll win this game. But you can't be sitting there pumping your chest really excited about this Cowboys team.
No, because someone out of Dallas, someone out of their division probably a 7-9 record gets you the playoffs in that division.
I think Dallas win their division by default. Let me say like that.
It'll be a shame if the Giants sneak around and win that division.
They won't. I don't think they will.
I have no hope in Philly. Mike Vick done.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. So we need to do an APB for everybody on that one. Because his career will be over pretty soon.
Yeah, unless you take a backup job somewhere.
Yeah. Then we got the next game is, the line is Dallas by 11. Do you think they cover that line? Yeah. I think they cover by 8, maybe. Maybe 7. Maybe a touchdown.
Maybe 6, yeah.
Yeah. Because Rumble will always do something to keep them in the game. Keep the other team in the game. Now you got the Titans at the Rams.
I take the Titans because the Rams don't have a good... They don't have a quarterback, even though... what's his name? He didn't play that bad.
What you thought about the Rams calling Brett Favre?
So they were desperate, how desperate it was.
They might well went with Tebow instead of calling. Like, what would you really think Brett Favre would do? Like, let's say we both work for the Rams, and I come to you and say, hey, Rashard.
If I'm Brett Favre, I wouldn't go to y'all. For what? You ain't finna win on, go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but if you the Rams, how could that conversation even come up? Hey, Double R. We need a quarterback, man. We really don't trust Kellen Kimmels. Do you have any ideas? What would it take for you? Would you have to be drunk to say Brett Favre? What would it take for you to mention Brett Favre?
The only thing I can see them saying is Brett Favre get out here and teach these young receivers or teach somebody. I don't know. I don't see how it ain't helping you.
Yeah.
Why would you call him? You're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you're going to go look at somebody, a quarterback right now, hoping that you need to look at somebody that might be going to come here and push Sam Bravo for a starting position.
You know who that person is?
Right now?
I'll tell you who it is.
Don't say Tebow.
Timothy Richard Tebow.
Hell no.
Tebow's a playoff winner.
You got to dummy down your offense. Man, Tebow sucks.
The Rams suck. Why wouldn't they just try him?
It's a reason why nobody called him.
And there's a lot of teams that suck that'll be sitting up saying, damn, we should have had Timmy Terrific.
If he was that good, he'd be on somebody's roster. He at home.
All right. They just stupid. So you got who you got winning? The Titans.
I take the Titans.
I agree with you. I take the Titans, too. The line is Tennessee by 3. I think it's a close game. Maybe 1, maybe 2. I don't know. I wouldn't bet the line, though. Next, you got the Saints at the Jets.
Well, you know, you got to roll with the Saints. Young Gino, I think that the wheels for the come off. You had a good little run. You hyped up off your win off Belichick. Now the wheels for the come off.
The problem with the Jets is when they come off real fast. The line is the New Orleans by 6. I take that line out there. I think the Saints going to beat the shit out of them. I see the score being
30. This how the Bengals just did. They might put 4.
That's what I was going to say. I see the score being like 34-10 or something. I think they beat the shit out of the Jets. So, even without Jimmy Graham, I think that they're just too good and the Jets are that bad. Your next 1 o'clock game is the Chargers at the Redskins.
That's a good one. I think I got to go with Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Chargers, they 4-3. It looked like three teams from the West may make the playoffs in the AFC.
After we had that discussion, do you think three people from Peyton Manning in the division go to the playoffs?
And now I'm looking at it, yo. 5-3. You know what I'm saying? They still get to play the Raiders one time.
Raiders ain't been looking that bad, though, right? Ready to run Pryor, screen together a couple little wins. He might only win 5, but you never would have thought that.
Yeah, he giving the Raiders some hope. I'll say that. Like you, I'll take the Chargers. The line is Washington by 1. I would bet that line. I wouldn't bet that line. I would take the Chargers.
And they're in Vegas.
Yeah, I think.
I might need to see if I put some money on that line. Call my bookie.
Yeah, because. That look like free money right there.
I need to put a 6-pack on it.
Yeah, that look like free money right there. Because the Chargers are going to win the game. So, look like you probably want to bet them. Last 1 o'clock game is your Atlanta Falcons at Cam Newton.
I say Cam.
You got to take Cam. Falcons have a talent problem.
I might look to lose my FOMO game straight.
Yeah, the Falcons don't look like they'll win until they play Tampa Bay again. It looking like
I take that back. They might get up and surprise people and beat New Orleans because it's a rivalry game.
New Orleans 13-3 against the Falcons the past 16, so they won't beat them.
And the record don't mean nothing, so it will make my day they beat them.
They won't beat them. So the line is Carolina by 9. We've talked about the Falcons. They don't have any talent. Cam Newton is starting.
Yeah, they got out of by 9. Woohoo.
Yeah. I actually take that line. I think that's a good bet. The Falcons suck.
Yeah, but I hope they would beat them by
9.
God damn, Falcons.
Shit, the Falcons lost. How many they lost to the Cardinals? By 7? 6?
About 14 or something.
Exactly. So, like, dang. So, they take that. Who's the better team, Carolina or Arizona?
Carolina. Cam just been playing good the last couple games.
Exactly. So, think about it. The Falcons were
Arizona defense better, though.
The Falcons came in this thing thinking they're a Super Bowl contender. They almost a double-digit underdog to an average team. The wheels have fell off completely in Atlanta. All right, start of the 4 or 5 games, you got the Eagles at the Raiders.
I like Terrell Pryor. The Eagles don't even know who's going to play. It's going to be Jim Barkley or Matt Thune.
Yeah, I take Terrell Pryor, too. He's been sneaky good this year. I think he gives you hope that you can build around him.
Do you think you can?
I think you got to give it a shot. I know Jamarcus Russell probably burned those people with black quarterbacks, so I can see why they would be like Aaron. But as I'm looking at the stats now, he they lead him past an Aaron Rusher, which is never a good thing. So
no, McFadden haven't he been hurt. He really haven't been doing anything.
Yeah, but do you build around him?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard. Like,
what would it take you to say, yeah, let's build around him? Let me ask you.
Well, you got right now, you ain't got no choice. You dealt Matt Flynn, so I can't see going in the draft drafting another quarterback. He gave you hope for the future. just if he keep getting better, he make it, what's his name? The owner look like a genius right now.
I don't know. The line is Oakland by one. I think Oakland win by a field goal. So I will bet that line. What about you?
I can't take them more. It's going to be a close game. Yeah, probably. I'll take Oakland by one.
Yeah. The next 4-5 game is Tampa Bay at Seattle.
Man, you know, Seattle hands down.
The line, we'll talk line on this one. The line is Seattle by 18.
I probably would take that.
Yeah, I think Seattle win by 20. Is this the game that gets Greg Schiano fired?
Oh, they don't respect him. They've been laid out for him. Marshawn might rip him up for two songs. So if you got him in fantasy, start him.
Start him. What would it take for them to fire Schiano after this game? What would the score have to be for them to say, coach, you're fired?
I don't think they're going to fire him just yet. They might roll with him and see how far the season. No. If they lose this bowl and the players get to rumble and talk, his ass is going to get ready to go.
So they lose 49-3, he still have a job next week?
Probably not. They know it, no respect.
Yeah. All right. The next 4 o'clock game, excuse me, is the Ravens at the Browns.
Ravens at the Browns. I like the Ravens.
I'm not. This game, the only reason I'm saying the Ravens because I don't trust Brandon Wheaton, but neither one of these teams.
Jason Campbell started last week. He actually had a decent game.
Put it like this. If Jason Campbell started, I'm going with the Browns.
I still can't see the Browns with it because actually the Ravens have been doing better than I thought they would have been doing this season.
But Flacco still do for one of those 3 turnover games. That's been his MO lately, so. The line is Baltimore by 3. I disagree.
I take that one.
Yeah, you say Baltimore probably win by 4 or 5, right? Maybe 6. So I wouldn't bet that line, but double R would. So be careful. Next is Steelers at the Patriots.
Man, I'm taking the Patriots all day.
For real? Why?
It's in Foxborough. Big Ben beat up the Steelers.
Steelers not lost it.
I don't know. That's a trap me game because Steelers could get up and beat them. Win that game. It's really a trap. I'm staying away from that one.
Yeah. The line is New England by 8, so they ain't giving Pittsburgh no love.
Pittsburgh should get no love, but New England.
They shouldn't be up by 8 on anybody.
I can see them going and they should win that game, but I can see them going. It's going to be tougher than they think they're going to be. It ain't going to be an easy game.
The only 4 teams the Patriots should be a touchdown favorite over is Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, the Falcons, and the Vikings. Those are the only teams who the Patriots should be a touchdown favorite over. Everybody else, it should be under a touchdown, including the Steelers.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't bet the line New England by 8. I would bet Pittsburgh can, you know, if you find a line that says Pittsburgh plus 7 or something like that, I would definitely bet that. But that's just me. And then your Monday night game, your Sunday night game is Colts at Texans.
That's a sorry game.
Yeah. I think Monday night kept the Packers and the Bears and the Packers. That's the Monday night game. The line is ended by 1. So, like, we both think the Colts are going to win, but the line is ended by 1. Is somebody hurt on the Colts that you know of besides Reggie Wayne?
That's the only thing I know.
That's a pretty low line. I'll take that line, bet that line off there. I think the Colts win at least by 3 or 4.
The Colts and the who now?
Texans.
Damn, they on the Colts. Yeah, the Texans now ain't got no. Matt Schaub ain't gonna start. Like,
I know Case Keenum looked good.
He didn't look that good. Like,
he didn't look that exactly. So I mean, Indiana by 1 doesn't seem like a line. I mean, that seems very low. I would take that line. That looks like another free money line.
Yeah. Texas, they been on losing streak.
Wheels done came. Them and the Falcons, us and them are the 2 teams that the wheels have come off on.
I want to say Arian Foster hurt too.
He might be, but I think that the wheels done came off. That's why I'm really surprised about that. So, you know, I would bet that line all day, every day. And then the final game is the ancient rivals, the Bears at the Packers.
I'm taking the Packers. The Packers finna get on the roll. They trying to sneak up in there.
Yeah, I take the Packers too. I think the Bears, the with Cutler being hurt, I think the wheels have fell off for them too. So
who you like in that division right now?
I take the Packers to win it, and then the Detroit to be the wild card.
So who you like with is the so everybody know the Saints should win the NFC South. What about the East? Who you like in that division?
Cowboys.
You trust the Cowboys?
I don't trust anybody else. I think the Giants put themselves too far behind the eight ball. I think if RG3 done would have won that game last week, that's a game they needed to really be in the race still.
Yeah.
And the other team is Philly, and what can you say about them?
And their quarterback miss.
Exactly. So, I mean, just by the process elimination, just attrition elimination, you got to go with Dallas.
But they've been sticking it up, too.
Yeah, but it may just be.
Yeah, they're winning by default.
Put it like this. The first team to eight wins make the playoffs in that division. Let's put it like that.
So, who you like in the West?
NFC? I mean, I think San Francisco and Seattle.
I'm talking about for the division.
Think Seattle win it, and then San Francisco get the wild card.
So, your playoff right now, you have Green Bay.
So, my number one seed, I give them to you in order. Number one would be Seattle. Number two would be New Orleans. Number three, I think you go by division winners after that. I think all division winners go first, right? Then your third seed will be Green Bay. Your fourth seed will be Dallas. Your fifth seed will be San Francisco, excuse me. And your sixth seed will be Detroit. That's how I see it going in the NFC.
Unless my major player get hurt.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You kind of, like, you may not know where they're at, but those six teams are kind of distant themselves from everybody else, minus the NFC East, but everybody else have kind of distanced themselves from the crowd. Because a lot of these teams are 3 and 4 games back already, and that's kind of hard to overcome in football. So, yep. What about you? What are your NFC playoff teams?
You called it right out. Since Jay Cutler got hurt, I was picking him on Detroit to get in there, but since he got hurt, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Unless somebody just totally have a slip.
Yeah. I think the NFC is pretty set. I think AFC is what's more interesting. I think you got four for sure teams.
Like, let me ask you this. Do you see Arizona slipping in there any kind of way?
Well, I predict them go to the playoffs. I think it's hard because I think the last playoff position is between Arizona and Detroit. So it just depends on what happened with Detroit.
So you don't see somebody like Cam slipping his way in there?
Nah, I don't see Cam slipping there. I see Cam going 8-8 this year, maybe 9-7, which is a good step for him, but not playoffs. Because I think the Falcons beat him in Atlanta.
They beat him.
It depends
how we looking.
But he's prone to lose those type of games. He isn't the quarterback you could just say gonna beat the team that he's supposed to beat. But he
on the team, the Falcons should win, like you say, we should sweep Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
and you make a split with the Saints just because it's such a rivalry. Everybody gonna be amped up for it.
I don't think so. I think the Saints are the best team in football right now.
I can't say the best in football.
I don't see nobody stopping them. They just beat a team. They just beat the shit out of team.
They beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they were beating the shit out of Buffalo. And Buffalo were playing good.
Yeah, but to me, the Saints, y'all should have lost to the Patriots.
They did lose to the Patriots, didn't they?
Yeah, they better than the Patriots.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. They lost on the controversial play. Like, the game they lost, they should have won. So that's why I say they're the best team in the league.
With no controversial play, they just came back. They just did what Dallas did.
It just messed up. It was bad coaching. Everybody had it. But any other thoughts for this NFL week?
Nothing.
Next week, we'll probably do a podcast where we do a quick picks and kicks, and we'll pick the our Pro Bowlers for the year because the Pro Bowl ballot's out. So I think me and Double R and maybe another guest will come in and sit down and pick our Pro Bowlers for this year.
When we close out, we got to do the AFC. We got to see who we're in East Division.
AFC playoff pictures?
Yes.
Kansas City number one, Colts number two. So we AFC playoff picture, right?
Yeah.
All right. I think that Kansas City get the number one seed.
Ooh, that's big. I don't even think they're gonna win the division. I'm picking Denver that division.
I think the schedule helped Kansas City pretty much. Well, now let's see. Yeah, I think the schedule helps Kansas City. So I think that they split. I think they split with the Broncos. I think they split with the Chargers. So I see them actually going maybe 13-3, maybe 12-4. So I'm gonna go out on the statement and say Kansas City get the number one seed because they win their division. I'm gonna say the number two seed gonna go to the Colts. The Patriots will get the number three seed. The Bengals will get the number four seed. And I think the number five and six seeds are the Broncos and the Chiefs. I mean, and the Chargers, excuse me. So, yeah, three teams for one division.
My pick, yeah. I'm taking Denver, number one seed. Number two seed, I'm taking, you're laughing at it, I'm taking Cincinnati.
Oh, that's actually a good thing.
I'm taking Cincinnati. And three seed. Still, you go like the division winners, right?
Yeah.
Probably like the Patriots. They should win their division. Then they go to probably Indy. They should win theirs. Then I throw in the Chiefs in the San Diego.
Okay, so who would be your dark horses to make the playoffs? Because I got two that popped in my head right now. My dog horse is Tennessee and the Jets.
Oh, they'll never make it.
Who, the Jets or Tennessee or both?
Both. you do what you're doing, but you're not making the playoffs. They probably, do you find with Rex Ryan, he'll make the playoffs?
Nah, he got the Geno card to play. Any other thoughts?
That's it for the AFC for me. Also, you guys, you can order RTR t-shirts on the website, rtr_ent.com, or you can send an email to contact us, rtr_ent@yahoo.com.
There it is. All right, this concludes the podcast. Thanks again, Double R, for being on. We'll hear from you soon.
My pleasure. I'll be back next week.
All right, and thank the listeners for listening. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.